I'm Bill Littlefield, coming up on Only a Game. Should the U.S. military pay pro sports teams to honor soldiers? But first, I'm joined by Charlie Pierce for our discussion of the week's news. Hello, Charlie.
Hey, Bill.
This week, the NFL commissioner, Roger Goodell, fined the New England Patriots $1 million, and he took away two future draft picks, and he suspended Tom Brady for 4 games for Brady's alleged role in the so-called Deflategate scandal. So, did the punishment fit the crime, or was it inflated? I'm sorry, I couldn't help myself.
Yeah, I saw that one coming. Just couldn't get out of the way. The 4 games is ridiculous. It's a 2-game suspension. This is the Eric Cartman School of Justice, because, you know, basically this is about respecting Roger Goodell's autorité. That being said, the defense of the New England Patriots has gone from ludicrous to absolutely insane. When we are now arguing that the guy meant deflating as a term for losing weight.
That's not how you talk about losing weight. I've been using it for years.
Not being 90% helium, no.
This week, former New Orleans Saints linebacker Jonathan Vilma had some advice for Tom Brady. Basically, it was lawyer up and the league will revoke its punishment. The strategy worked for Vilma in the Bountygate scandal. The league dropped all disciplinary action against him. So, does it work for Brady?
I don't know. It's a different world now. Roger Goodell got burned very badly by his bungling of just about everything last year, especially the Ray Rice case. So I think the legal terrain is different from when Jonathan Vilma made his case. But, you know, lawyering up is never a terrible idea.
Especially for the lawyers.
Right.
According to official NFL merchandiser Fanatics.com, the sale of Brady merchandise doubled immediately after his suspension was announced. So, good business strategy, eh?
It's amazing. He spent almost his entire career crafting this image, and now it turns out it's more profitable to be an outlaw. Who knew? Except practically everybody.
This week, Dr. Elizabeth Nabel, who was appointed the NFL's chief health and medical advisor a few months ago, said, "Football is safer than it ever has been, and if my kids were young enough, I would let them play." So, they get the right person?
Well, certainly the right mouthpiece, yeah. I mean, but football being safer than it's ever been is kind of a low bar. We're still dealing with what football used to be. We won't know how safe it really is until some of these players are 40 and 50 years old and on their third hip transplant.
The Cleveland Cavaliers have made it to the conference finals. On Thursday, LeBron struggled, but the Cavs got strong performances from Matthew Dellavedova and Tristan Thompson to close out their series against Chicago. The development of the Cavs bench might suggest that they're rounding into championship form. What do you think?
I agree. They're getting contributions from everybody now. I saw the Cavaliers play earlier this season. They weren't getting anywhere near this level of bench contribution. It allows LeBron to husband his strength, which he did. You know, and then he can, you know, unleash one of those 39-point explosions like he did in the game before last. They're a very dangerous person, as Rocky's manager used to say.
The New York Rangers, winners of the 2015 President's Trophy for best regular season record in the NHL, survived a 7-game series against Washington. They're on to the Eastern Conference Finals. Do you think they'll be soon lifting the cup for the first time in 21 years?
No, I don't think so. I'm completely on the Tampa Bay Lightning bandwagon right now, having watched how easily they did away with Montreal's chances. I think the Rangers had a great series against Washington. They played a terrific Game 7, but Ben Bishop is turning into the rest of the league's revenge for the Canadiens having brought up Ken Dryden.
Jorge Posada, late of the New York Yankees, has a book out, Charlie, and in an interview about that book, he said he did not think Roger Clemens or Alex Rodriguez should be voted into the Baseball Hall of Fame. Does this make you want to show up for the Yankees old-timers' day somewhere down the road?
It might actually be some fun. I hope Jorge doesn't think he's clearing the road to his own induction, though, by doing this, because he's still pretty far down the list. No, I mean it's an opinion. It's an opinion held by a lot of, you know, by a number of people I respect, and I thought Jorge Posada was a very, you know, likable and respectable ball player. So, I mean, Clemens will bellow something at some point, I'm sure.
On June 12th, the Women's Basketball Hall of Fame will officially name its South Rotunda after Pat Summitt. As head coach, Summitt led Tennessee to 8 national titles. She was prominent in getting the Women's Basketball Hall of Fame up and running. And by the way, it's in Knoxville, Tennessee. So was there any chance the hall would honor anybody else this way?
Well, no. I'm just wondering why she only got the Rotunda.
She'd get the parking lot, too. Absolutely. Charlie, I have a riddle for you. You ready?
Sure, absolutely.
Okay, what's 5 times worse than a mixed martial arts bout?
You carry the 5 divided by 6. But Bill, would that be 5 mixed martial arts
yes,
bouts in the
would.
Same night?
At the same time, in the same place.
It's a pentagon of octagons.
I'm glad we've settled that because it's been troubling me all week long. And finally, Stephen Hawking and David Beckham became acquainted this week, and Dr. Hawking allowed us how he and Beckham have been competing against each other for years. How is that?
Apparently, and this is, you know, shows you how far the empire has fallen, there's only room for one British icon at a time, apparently, and they go back and forth holding the title of British icon. And of course, it's an even match now because they both have roughly the same relevance to high-level soccer.
You can find the sports writing of Charlie Pierce at Grantland, and he joins me each week here on Only a Game as well. Charlie, thanks very much.
Thanks, Bill.